18th Shuk Sochim continued.
So actually, we could not say Hallel, Bitei Hasidoni, because after all, we were not saved from the Shibuti time. That happened to our ancestors thousands of years ago. But in the Aloche, the whole day over there, Chai was a minister, Satsnei, Kiruhu Yotam Mitzrayim. So that means that we have to be the teacher on Pesach night, the next of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in other words, so just as the Jews, at that night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they are mechuyev to give idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So now too, on account of the Aloche, of the whole day over there, Chayvodom Lires is Atzmei, Kiluyot of Mitzrayim, they are also mechuyev to recapitulate the Yitzias Mitzrayim, to live through it, as if they themselves have been redeemed now this night of Pesach. So in Meile, they are mechuyev b'tir HaSidoye, not just b'tir HaShvach, that's b'tir HaShir. So when is there a broche on Hallel, if the Hallel is b'tir HaSkriya? But if the Hallel is b'tir HaShiro b'tir HaSidoye, not just b'tir HaShvach, so then there is no broche. Because Shiro is something that emanates naturally, spontaneously, from the heart. So it's not shayach to say a broche. This is what Rabbi Ben said. So in Meile, this is what Bishamai said. Bishamai said, up to here, the first chapter of Hallel, so we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in Meile, but the second chapter of Hallel, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, since the whole reason as to why we are mechuyev to say Hallel b'tei HaSidoye is because of the whole day over there, Chayvot Omiles Esatzmei, Kiruyot Omiles Mitzrayim. So we have to recapitulate the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in Meile, it has to correspond with the time, that night, now. So until Chatzos, there was no element of good. Because until Chatzos, they didn't even have the shoes from Paroi, from the Mitzrim, to leave Mitzrayim. When did they get that license from Paroi and the Mitzrim to leave Mitzrayim? That was at Chatzos. But the actual coming out, emergence of Mitzrayim was in the morning. But the mere license, that is also considered good. The moment Paroi told them, now leave Mitzrayim, that was already actual good. Now, we are mechuyev to say we are mitayim mitzvah of b'tir HaShiro. So Bisham I say, if he will recite the B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim after Chatzos, together with Leilonu, so then thousands of years ago, it was already after the Gure, the Chippos Mitzrayim, it was already after the Chippos Mitzrayim, and now there is a chiyu of the whole day over there. So we have to recapitulate the same experience of Yisrael. So we have to consider ourselves as if it had been that night. Now, in that night, after Chatzos, so there was already good. So maybe it can be a Kima Mitzvah or Mashenkin, if you recite it over the second course. That is before Chatzos. So in Meile, it cannot be a mitzvah of Shire. Because in order to be a mitzvah of Shire, we have to recapitulate the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So even in that night before Chatzos, there was no gules yet. And they were not mechuyev to give idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Only Shvach. So now too we cannot give. So, and Bisil Achilik, why do Bisil Achilik? Because Bisilol agree that we should recite B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim only when we can be mitayim through the recitation of B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim a mitzvah of Hallel B'tir HaSidoye. But Bisil hold as long as we are mechuyev to recapitulate the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim Pesach night, so even before Chatzos, so we already can recapitulate We are already mechuyev to recapitulate the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though thousands of years ago the gula had not as yet taken place. But there is a halacha of the Chodei Ladechai, what I'm going to say, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Chiyuv of Idoye begins at the beginning of the night, not after Chatzos. At the beginning of the night, the Chiyuv of Idoye begins. So in Meile, he can decide it, B'Teras Idoye. All right. Adhechanu Eimeya. B'Sham Eim Adnei Apoim Tzmei Chol, B'Sil Eim Eim Ad Chalom Shuman Emoi. V'Cheisim Bigul. So Cheisim Bigul means, so the Rashbam points out, it doesn't spell out. I mean, the Tanakame doesn't spell out whether the Chsime has the broche, the Baruch Hato Adishem or not. He just says, Stam, the Chesim Yigol. Then there is a Machleikim, the Rav Tarfum Rav Hashim. Rav Tarfum Eime, Rashi Balonu, Vigol, Sam Yisem, in Mitzrayim, Vilo Yoyo Chesim, Rav Akive, Eime, Akin, Adishem, Alekin, Lekin, 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 Ad Bo Chata Hashem Gal Yisrael. So the conclusion has to contain the Bo Chata Hashem. That's the matter. All right. Omar Rove. V'tzorich sheyema v'yisonu heitzi Hashem. V'yisonu heitzi Hashem. So the Rashbam says, Posuk zeh, v'yisonu heitzi Hashem. שצורך להריס את עצמי, כאילו יוצא משום, שאף יסונו גול הקודש בו. We have to say this post, ויסונו הויצא משום. אומר רובה, מה זה צורך להגביע? ומורה צורך להגביע. בו צורים צורך להגביע. So when he says מה זה שונו איכוי, he has to pick up the mass. When he says מורה זה שונו איכוי, he has to pick up the mass. But when he says Pesach, שיהיה ניסיינו איכלי, he doesn't have to pick up the bosom, the tapshe. He's not even allowed to pick up. ולא יהיה, אלו שנינה כי הוא קודשי בחוץ. קודשי בחוץ. צורך להגביע, כשאם המצו, נערוכה של רשבם זה צור, שאם הפוסק זה ויסון היצ משום, שצורך להריס את עצמי. כי הוא יוצא משום, שהביסון הוא גולה כדשבון. צורך להגביע כשאם אמרת זו שונה איכוי, מור זה שונה איכוי, זה להרי סום מסוגו, הוא תחב מסוגי, הוא תחב את מיצו ביניהם, וכן בשביל מסגן, דיור דיור מה צורך להגביע, היי למעט זו, דאגב, בוסו שומעים את הציור עם צורך להגביע, כשאני אומרים פסח של רצי נאיכוי, זה יגביע בוסו, זה נקלע עוד שהוא צריך לפסח, בוסו, אם צורך להגביע, הוא לא שינה כמעט משבהמתי, אם צורך להגביע, הוא לא תונים הפסח הזה, והוא יראי, it's an easy out to be magbia. Imo yo magbia, nira kishim nishe magbish, behemte mechayim lepesach. Now, so when does he have to be magbia the matze? When he says matze zu shorek. How about akhir hashulcha? Now, before man ishtano, so we are reach at the shulcha. And then we put back the whole car to us, so akhir hashulcha consists in the car. Because everyone eats at one table. So that's Akiras HaShulchan. When we move away the car. So when do we move away the car? Before Manishtan. And then when do we move back the car? Before Avonim Eginu. Before Avonim Eginu. That's our minute. But this is our minute. But there is a machlekes between the two and between the two and the and the Ram. The two says in Siman Tofayim Gimel. So he mentions that before Manishtano he has to move away the car to the end of the table. It shouldn't stay near the Balabais. And then he says right after Manishtano, before Avodim Oyinu, so he has to be Marz Rekar. U Marz Rekar is Shebo Amatzi. Kidei Shetehei Lifonov Kishayim Ragod. Kidam Rino Lechameini Sheinu Dvori. Vigam שטלפון אוף כשאירים המעצו זו. זה תור שיתן, זה שאו מיני. זה הוא יעלה איבא איתו, בוד הרמבה מסחרת. הרמבה מסייר זה עם פרק חס, עם חסכון מצומצו. בייס, מסחיו, ומבורר בר פרי אדום. זה כי הכי הרק מתאו בזכריסי, זה חוק הזה יש, הוא חוון סוג מיני, כל אחד ואחד נהיה חופות מחזריסי. והכך התחיל על השולחון, הוא התנקיר האגון הלבד. And then, this is before my nishtan. And then he says, umaschum minus, after my nishtan. So the two says, right after my nishtan, he's marked on the car. But the Rambam doesn't say right after my nishtan, he's marked on the car. But he says, maschum minus. In other words, he starts about him a yinu. Vikere achigimia, that's in our chigim. Vikere achigimia, drash, parashas, harami, midor, vikuro. Then, umarzir, השולחון לפונו, ועם הפסר זה שלא יכו השם שפרטה כל יבוך. So he talks about בר הבית, so he says פסר זה. And then, הוא מגביע המור ביולמי מור הזה. So when does he say that he's מרזה בשולחון? After הרמי ילדורי. When he's ready to start, כל שלו יום השלוי שדבור מילו פסר הוא יוצא חבוסי, then he's מרזה בשולחון. But while he recited אבו לבינו, and כנגד אבו לבינו, הרמי ילדורי, so the kare was not near the other balabais, was not near the kare. So there is a machlekes between the tur and the rambam. According to the tur, the hazoras hakare, or the hazoras hashulchon, takes place immediately after manishtano, before it starts. Avodim oyinu, and according to the rambam, so the hazoras hashulchon, the hazoras hakare, takes place after avodim oyinu, after נגד הבורבונים בבתי ירוע, and after הרמי ירידובי, just before גמליאל, before גמליאל. So, it is obvious that the tour and the Rambam are only should decide. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlekes rishenim. Some rishenim mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah and minah mitzvah. The Rambam, the Chinuch, mention it as a separate mitzvah and minah mitzvah. But the Aluch is Deles, doesn't mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Binyan Mitzvah. See, we know there are so many psukim, we got it to the Vincho, so as I am as a Shiyot of Mitzrayim, but it doesn't, the Aluch as Deles and Rav Sadi Goyen, do not mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. Now, the Chivas Arosh, in Chol Chol, so he says that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though there are many psukim that discuss Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's only a mitzvah as a concomitant of matzah. Why? Where did the Rosh get that? Because lechem eini, so the Gemara says, that's on the globe, lechem she'en no lov dvorim har. So we saw that there is a tupshot in lechem she'en no lov dvorim har. Now, that kuf tesvov amud beis, the same Gemara appears, that kuf tesvov amud beis, So the Rashbam doesn't say anything on that Kuftes Vov. The Rashbam explained it that from the Vov. But on that Kuftes Vov, the Rashbam doesn't say anything. But the Rach, on that Kuftes Vov on the base, says, Lechem Eimi, Lechem Sheini, Olo Dvorim Harbei, Pire Ish Eimi, Olo Vagode, Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. So the Rach limits it to Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. But the Rashbam that on the Dvov, he says, Lechem Sheini Olo Dvorim Harbei, he says, Sheim Olo Vagode, the whole Vagode, not after Matzo Zu Shonu Eichu. So the Pshat is, because there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, the Rambam Shiti is, the Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah, and even if he doesn't eat matzah, let's say like the Russian Jews, who are not able to eat matzah, but they have a agode, and they are able to read the agode, they are mechuyev, according to the Rambam, in the Raitse, to recite agode, because it's a separate mitzvah. According to the Rosh, so the mitzvah, we got it to Levincho, and Zohar Zahim Azeh, she does Mitzrayim, is only obligatory as a concomitant of matzah. So together with matzah, So that is implicit in the Xeras HaKosuv of Lechem Sheinu or Dvarim Harve. So the Rashbam explains it, I mean Rashi explains it, Lechem Sheinu or Dvarim Harve, so it means Dagod. So that's like the Shiv Zerosh, like the Bahar, Kashani Goyim. But the Rach agrees apparently with the Shiv Zerambam, that Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah, even without Matzah. So maybe you cannot explain that Lechem Yini, Lechem Yini, Lechem Harve implies that you have to say the Agode. But you have to say the Agode not because of Matzah, because of a separate mitzvah. So he explains Lechem Yini, Lechem Harve, you have to say Matzah Zushan Eichwin. In other words, the Achilas Matzah has to be coupled with the discussion of the rationale of Achilas Matzah. Matzah Zu Shono Eichwin, Al Shumu, Al Shum, Shol Hisri, Tzikon, Shal Vesin, Lachim. So in Melech, the two agrees with the Shite of the Rosh, that Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah, but it's only obligatory as a concomitant of Achilas Matzah. So because of that, the Torah says that before he starts Avod Meinu, this is where he starts, fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, so the whole Tare has to be before the Keren. But not just before he says a matzah zushon eichlin. Before he fulfills the mitzvah of simply yitzias mitzrayim, the whole tare has to be. I mean, what does the tare have? The tare has the matzah and the morer. So, immediately after manishtano, before he starts fulfilling the mitzvah of simply yitzias mitzrayim, he says before he begins avodim oyinu, so the tare has to be put near him. Masha'inkin, the Rambam, the Shittos says, that Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah. Has nothing to do with Matzah and Morer. Even if one is unable to eat Matzah and Morer. So he's still mechuyev to be Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheinu, Dvarim Harve implies that he has to couple the Achilas Matzah together with the declaration of the time of Achilas Matzah. So he says, when does he have to be Matzah the Karet? Only before he says Matzah Zushon Eichon Ol Shemo, Bishman Abayis, before he says Pesach Zeh Shon Eichon Ol Shemo. So it's Mishu Desai. Alright. Omer Abacha Bayak. Sume Poter Belei Maragot Ksiv Hoche Babu Zeh Uksiv Hosho Bneinu Zeh Male Halom Prat Lissume Avkan Prat Lissume Avkan Prat Lissume. Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in Dushin, in Gile, whether Isume is chayiv mitzvah asei or Isume is potter mitzvah asei. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Isume is potter mikol mitzvah amur v'kir. So Rishonim point out that it only means that it is a shlis zimra machia points it out that even according to Rabbi Yehuda that Isume is potter mikol mitzvah amur v'kir, or it only means he is potter mitzvah asei. But not that he's a sumi is potter of mitzvahs, but of mitzvahs are saying a sumi is potter. A sumi is potter. And Rabbanon says that a sumi is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Now, so it's muchach that Rav Acha bar Yaakov does not pass from like Rav Yehuda. Because if Rav Acha bar Yaakov would pass from like Rav Yehuda, that a sumi is potter, we call mitzvahs amures batero, why does he have to resort to a special Xeras HaKosuv, a Xeras Shove, of Neinu Zeh, Avu Zeh, that the Sumi is potter of the Agode, he is potter of all mitzvahs, of Vium, of Tzitzes, of Sukke, he is a potter of Matzah also, and of Agode also. We don't need a special person. So it's Mucha, that Rabbi Yaakov, doesn't pass like a Yud. That he passes like Rabbon, that he sumi is chayiv mikol mitzvah amur v'kiyor. But Rav Yaakov says there is a special Xeras HaKosuv in regard to Agod, to Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. So sumi potam leim Agod, ksi voche bavuze, because of being chobay ahu leim bavuze was al shem limitis mitzrayim. Uchsi vosom kavi bensir o meire pneinu ze, mal halom prat lisume, avkan prat lisume. So, in other words, if the father or the mother is a shomer, so then there is no halacha of b'zeh omer. Then you say, so that means that his wife, that the father and the mother are able to point it at their son. So here too, a shomer is poter of the agra. So, Eivu Omar Mereima Shaltinu Rabbonon de Rav Yisef Mam de Omar Akaritze de Rav Yisef. Rav Yisef was a Shumet. So he inquired from the Rabbonon Mereima, inquired from the Rabbonon, who is the Kerei in the home of Rav Yisef. As I mentioned last time, so Bisman Chazal and Bisman Meshemi, so this practice of everyone reciting the Agoda for himself did not exist. So there was only one member in the household who recited the Agoda, and all other members of the household, all the guests, were Yitzeh to Shemeya Kein. That was the universal practice, Bismar Chazam. So Mechaimah inquired from Rabbonon at the home of Rav Yitzeh, who was the Sumer, who recites the Agoda. Man he was the Keres, and all the others were Yeitze. For Shemeya Kei, Man do Omar Akadete bin Rav Sheishes, Rav Sheishes was also a Sume. So he inquired, who was the Keres in Rav Sheishes, Rav Sheishes' home? Omru Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes, but there is a loch in Shemeya Kei that he has to be in Mechuyev though. And if someone is a potter of a certain mitzvah, he cannot be Meitzi, someone who is Mechuyev. Now the other guests at Rav Sheishes' home, were not Sume. And they were Yeitze, to Shemeya Kei, by listening to Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheishes. So obviously, Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheishes were also Mechuyev. But Rabbi Yaakov says that Isumi is Potter. If Isumi is Potter, how could he be made see the others? He was not in the Chuyah Bidobo. So, Kosabre, Rabbonon, Matze, Bismanazeh, the Rabbon. In other words, that the reason is why Rabbi Yisef and Rabbi Sheishek, who was Isumi, where the Hagodin were made see everybody else, because they held that Matzah Bismanazeh is the Rabbonon. In other words, the Tomri Bismanabayis is Matzah Bismanazeh. But Bismanazeh is only the Rabbonon. So, and since Matzah is only the Rabbonon, so Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is also only the Rabbonon. Same Aloha, Bismanazeh. So, according to the Rosh, we understand it very simple. Why, according to Mandoma, that Matzah is Mazeh the Rabbonon, so it's Israel is also the Rabbonon. Because according to the Rosh, so Matzah is not a mitzvah by itself, it's only a mitzvah as a concomitant. I mean, Sipritis Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah by itself, it's not an independent mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah as a concomitant of Matzah. And if Matzah is not in the Reise, so maybe Sipritis Mitzrayim cannot be in the Reise either. But how about the Rambam Shite, that Sipritis Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah? But even though Sipritis Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah, but we have it Roshe of Yochel Nebegei, so even according to the Rambam, that Matzah is an independent mitzvah, but there is a certain relationship. This man of Matzah is the same as this man of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe if we assume that Matzah is Matzah is Rabbon, so Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is an independent mitzvah, is also only Rabbon. Only Rabbon. So Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Sheishes held that Matzah is not in the Rabbonon. That means Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Agode is in the Rabbonon. Since it's in the Rabbonon, so Isume could also be Meitzi. Because even though Isume is part of the Reise of the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Midrabbonon is Mechuyev. But someone who is Mechuyev in the Rabbonon cannot be Meitzi, someone who is Mechuyev in the Reise. But since Bizman Hazeh, so Hagodah for everyone is only the Rabbonon. So the Meila in Sume, who is the Chuyev, the Chalapochet, the Rabbonon, can be made to a non-Sume. A non-Sume So if we dagode because he's mechuyev, just like everybody else, just like everybody else. So the more the kashe michlau, the rabbah of Yaakov, but rabbah of Yaakov when he says sume poter milay marakode, when rabbah of Yaakov says sume poter milay marakode, so he holds that matzah is manazeh the rice. For Rabbah of Yaakov would all have matzah is manazeh the rabbanon. Kosova called the king rabbanon king the rice. So true that Rabbah of Yaakov himself holds that matzah is manazeh the rabbanon. Now, and he, it is rabbanon. So for everybody else, it's only the rabbanon. So mimele, and isume is also mechuyev in the rabbanon. So he should be able to be meitzi, but Rabbah of Yaakov holds called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisikit. So mimele, just as isume couldn't be meitzi his manavais and in isume, so even his manazeh isume cannot be meitzi and in isume. Cannot be meitzi and in isume and which the pshat in the Gemara could be, since called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun, so mimele when the chachomim were misake that there is a chiyuv of reciting the agodah bizman hazeh, so the only one misake that there is a chiyuv incumbent bizman hazeh to read the agodah, it's incumbent upon inon sume. But it's sume not, because called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. So mimele, just as bizman habayis, when the chiyuv of agodah was midraise, so inon isume was poter. So now bizman hazeh, when the chachomim are misake that midrabbanon there is a chiyuv to read agodah, so isume is poter. Isume is poter. Ul Rav Yosef name hovadai called the tikkun rabbanon kidraise tikkun. So how is it that Rav Yosef was made to the others? So the more is chaser from the first time. Horash, bishle moosom in the havel mikhtav neinu, uchziv neinu ze, shmanu prat lisumil dose. Avel ochen, lav babu ze, mai lichti, el babu matzu moro dose. So in other words, we don't dash in this version. So according to Rav Yosef and Rav Sheishes, so isumi is chayev in the Agode, in the Raise. That's why they can be made in Osume. Masha'inke, if we say that isume is potter in the Raise, so mimele, even bismanazeh, when it's with Rabbonon, he couldn't be made. Why? Because called the tikkun rabbonon came the Raise. Now the question is this. So the Gemara says here in so many words that once we assume that Hakode bismanazeh is the Rabbonon, so mimele, if we assume that the sumer is potter of bizman habayis, so even bizman hazeh couldn't be made. So what? Why? Because kol tikkun rabbanon came the raisa, so he couldn't be made. So what does it mean he couldn't be made? He couldn't be made, but he himself is mechuyev. But he couldn't be made because kol tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. Or the pshat in kol tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun is that since bizman habayis, when there was a chiyuv the raisa of reciting the agodah, so isume was potter of the mitzvah the raisa. So bizman hazeh, when there's a chiyuv the rabbanon incumbent upon non sume, to read the agodah, so but came the raisa tikkun, isume is not mechuyev with the rabbanon. Oh no, with the rabbanon is mechuyev bizman hazeh, but just as bizman habayis, so isume could not be made in non-sume, so bizman hazeh, when everyone is mechuyev mid rabbanon, a non-sume is mechuyev mid rabbanon, isume is also mechuyev mid rabbanon. But came the raisa tikkun, just as bizman habayis, so isume couldn't be made in non-sume, so bizman hazeh, isume cannot be made in non-sume, even though isume is also mechuyev mid rabbanon bizman hazeh. Oh, the pshat is, came the raisa tikkun, just as the raisa, isume is not mechuyev, So, bisman hazeh, when the whole chiyuv of bringing the agoni is in the Rabbonon, so he's assuming he's not mechuyev in the Rabbonon all together. Now let's see, how the Rashbam explains. Rav assuming, midirziv zeh, masha sheyakeru, there is a sign. Rav Sheish is Rav Yeseh et Meir Inayim. Kosov in Rabbonon, Rav Sheish, Rav Yeseh, Avach Abiyakev, don't mistake the Haipir, Kiyach, Rav Yeseh, Rav Yeseh, Rav Yeseh, Rav Yeseh, בסמיקדוש, קיום, איספותר, איסומי איספותר, מדרייסה, so then for a non-sume, it was a mitzvah דרייסה, and the sume was פותר, השתנאמה פותר. So, the Rashbam emphasized it. The Hashtem, that now, בזמן הזה, true, for a non-sume, it's only the Rabbanon. So you could say, so let the sume also be מחויב לרבנון. Only when it's a chiyuv deraisa, so isume is potter. But when the whole chiyuv is in the rabbonon, even for an osume, so isume is also mechuyev rabbonon. So the Rashbam says no. Has the name potter. The chachomim will not elect itakone that is contrary to the pattern of the deraisa. Sometimes the chachomim will be mechayev a certain mitzvah under certain circumstances. When Midraise is potter, for some reason they'll be mechayev. But since Midraise Eisume is potter of the Agode, so there is no reason as why the Chachomim should be mechayev Eisume Bizman Hazeh. When they did an act that everybody else in Onsume is mechuyev in the Agode of the Rabbanon. But like Eisume, they did not enact this takon. This is how the Rashbam explains it. Hashtaname potter. So in other words, true, that Bizman Hazeh there is no chiyuv deraisa of the Agode incumbent even upon a non-sume, but with Rabbonon it is incumbent upon a non-sume, but upon a sume it's not even incumbent with Rabbonon. That's the reason as to why Hashtanah Potter v'nimei tziachirin yidechirin v'nimei tziachirin. So that was the implication being that if the Chachomim had applied this chiyuv de Rabbonon Bizman Hazeh to a sume, then it's mashma, it appears from the Rashbam, that the sume would be able to be made in on sume. Why not? This is not like that. The halacha is that only one who is mechuyev vidavo can be made in for the halacha of Shnei Yekeim. Now, if Reuben is mechuyev mid Rabon, and Shimon, Reuben is the Kereya, and Shimon is the Shemeya, and Shimon is mechuyev, the Shemeya is mechuyev mid Raise, and Reuben the Kereya is mechuyev only mid Rabbanon. So mid Raise, from the point of view of the Raise, he is only mechuyev mid Rabbanon. So he cannot be mechuyev. But if Reuben is mechuyev mid Rabbanon, and Shimon is mechuyev mid Rabbanon, so then why shouldn't Reuben be able to be mechuyev Shimon to the Aloch of Shnei Yekeim? So that's why the Rashbam emphasizes Hash Uchshem Shebizman Bishamikdosh Kayom is Potter, Hash Tename Potter. That's the reason as to why Yisume cannot Bizman Hazeh be made to Inon Sume. Because he is potter. But if he had the Mechuyev, he would be able to be made. But it seems that the Argesheini, who are hearing on the Rashbam, and they hold that it's not that Rav Ache bar Yaakov holds that in view of the fact that Midraise Bizman Abayis Yisume was potter of the Agode, so Meile Bizman Hazeh, in view of the fact that Bizman Abayis, when everybody else was Mechuyev Midraise in the Agode, Yisume was potter of the Agode, so Meile Bizman Hazeh, when everybody else is Mechuyev only Midrabonon in the Agode, but Yisume is even Midrabonon potter. No. It seems that some Rishayim hold that true, that be the Rabbonon, so Bizman Hazeh, even according to Rav Ache bar Yaakov, so Eisume is Mechuyev min Rabbon. Is Mechuyev min Rabbon. But, he cannot be made. Even though he is Mechuyev min Rabbonon, the Agode, and everybody else is also Mechuyev only min Rabbonon. But he cannot be made. He cannot be made. Now we have to understand this. Before I point out which Hashem Achilik and Rashbam. Now, why should a Chachomim be misakel that is summa bisman hazeh. Let's say where everybody else is mechuyach in the Haggadah only in the Rabbanon. So that is summa should also be mechuyach in the Haggadah. But the Chachamim, I mean, I'm not misakein, contrary to the Raisa, unless they have a special reason. But otherwise, I mean, the Chachamim are not misakein, even the Raisa in summa is potter. But the Chachamim had a good reason to be mechayev a non-summa bisman hazeh in the Rabbanon. But why should they be mechayev? Why should they be mechayev? Isume bin Rabbanon bin Rabbanon. So that's the reason as to why the Rashbam says that they call it Ravacha by Yaakov. So Bismar Azeh, where everybody else in Nonsume is mechayev bin Rabbanon, Isume is not even mechayev bin Rabbanon, because why should they be mechayev? Contrary to the Raisa. So what is the reason of the other Shemim, who are chilek on the Rashbam, and who say that even according to Ravacha by Yaakov, that Bisman Azeh, so there is no chiyuv of the Raisa incumbent upon anyone, but a chiyuv of Rabbanon, so there is, but, and even upon Isume there is a chiyuv of Rabbanon, but still it's an argument. Now, the Gemara says that Noshim HaMechuyov is Barba Kedis. Noshim HaMechuyov is Barba Kedis. Why? Because Afein Hoyo Beis Ames. Afein Hoyo Beis Ames. Now, So Taisa says, if Zochim that could press on the veins, so he says, Taisa says, Kashe, you hold on, you know, the tourist is okay. Aber gab da fein hoye bis anes, ki ba suge se shafti, hot zum besse der reis, aber ba ba kes der abonon, ba ba kes der abonon tik tu gab un oshi, ki bi sho hoye bis anes. So takes the saying is that the reason is why that the whole aloch of a fein hoye bis anes applies only to a mitzvah der abonon, but it doesn't apply to a mitzvah der reis. So from Teisves Loshin here I'm Sochen it's Mashma, that it doesn't apply to the mitzvah deraisa, even with the rabbon. But Teisves in Megillah says something else. Teisves in Megillah says, Teisves says, the kasha there. Oh, gabi matze yeish makshi, lomo li ekeishi, dichol shi yesh nimaldi echo komet, yesh nimaldi echo komet, typically mitam she afin hoyo be isanes. Afin isanes. Yesh lo ima adu shim hai taim elo ima chai ve elo mid rabono. I love nekeshi. So it's a little different than the thesis in Psochim. According to the thesis in Psochim, so the whole aloha afin hoyo be isanes, that no shima mechuyev, so applies only to mitzvahs de rabono. But it doesn't apply to mitzvahs de raise, even mid rabono. Mashein kei, thesis in Megillah, implies that mitzad afein olim b'isanes, so they should be mechuyev mid rabbonon in mitzvah shehazman grome, even in mitzvah deraisa, but not mid raisa. So that's why we have to resort to a posik of kol sheyesh matir uchometz yesh nebikum achil matir. Now, if we say now, agode is a mitzvah deraisa, but advice is certainly mitzvah deraisa. Now, if we say, like the Washington Tastes, that mid rabbono, so afein hoyo beise anes is a reason to be mechayev noshim in the sense of mankome, even mitzvahs deraisa, so maybe we can understand as to why, even according to Ravacha by Yaakov, that matzah bisman hazeh rabbono, haggadah bisman hazeh is rabbono, and they were mechayev, a non-sumet, in haggadah, mid rabbono, that even a sume should be mechuyev mid rabbanon. True, but there is a special verse akosum that a sume is potter of agode, but there is a special verse akosum that is equal, I mean the same way, there is a verse akosum that noshim apotter of mitzvah shehaz man komet. Still, if it is the kind of mitzvah that afein hoyo beis anes, so they are mechuyev mid rabbanon. Even in mitzvahs, which basically are mitzvahs deraisa, so here too, since the mitzvah of Haggadah essentially is a mitzvah of Reis, because when a Reis is with Reis, only the Maaseh is with the Avon. So, Mimele, when the Chachomim were Mechayel, Bizman Hazeh, everybody else, so they should be Mechayel Yisumeto, because I think Hoyu Yisanez, because I think Hoyu Yisanez. So but the Rashbam Shite is not like that. The Rashbam Shite is, that since in the mitzvah the Reise, so in Sumer is Potea, and some in Mele, even the Rabbonim is Potea, Bizman Hazeh. Because, but we say in our cases, Noshima Mechuye, even though it's in Seshe Azman Kome, because Afinu Yisanez, so the Rashbam will agree with the longest of cases in Gilead, with the longest of cases in Gilead, that's only the longest of Teisves in Tzochim, in Tzochim, that when we apply the Aloche of Achim Hoyev Yisanez, that is only if the mitzvah is essentially a mitzvah Rabbanon. So then we apply the cloud of Achim Hoyev Yisanez, they should be Mechuyev, even though it's a mitzvah that man comes. But where the mitzvah essentially is a mitzvah that I say, so then even with Rabbanon we are at Mechayev, in the mitzvah, so here the same way, since the mitzvah of Haggadah is a mitzvah that I say, so mele, even mit Rabbonon we are at Mechayev Yisumeh Bizman Hazeh. But now the Rishonim we say that Bizman Hazeh even according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so Yisumeh is mechuyev mit Rabbonon in Haggadah, but he cannot be meitzi einon Yisumeh. He cannot be made to non-sumer. So who are these Rishonim? So these Rishonim is the Ritvo in Dushim, that one at Aleph, and the Ram and the Rit, also in Dushim, that one at Aleph, they both say that according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that Haggadah is Maaseh de Rabbonon, so a sumer is also mechuyev in Rabbanon, even though midraise eisume bismarabayis was potter of the Haggadah. But because what the Gemara says called the tikkun Rabbanon kedraise tikkun, the Gemara only means that just as bismarabayis eisume could not mechie non sume, so it called the tikkun Rabbanon kedraise tikkun, so bismarazeh, when both in Sume and non Sume are mit Rabbonon, but in Sume cannot be made in non Sume. So why? So the Ritva and the Nukiyes and the Dushin, they agree with the Teitzves in Gilead, that we don't say Afinu Yisanez with Reise, but with Rabbonon we apply the concept of Afinu Yisanez even with Gabi Mitzvah the Reise. So Mimele, through the mitzvah of Haggadah is the mitzvah that I say, but with Rabbonon, we apply the concept of Afeinu Hoyev Yisanez, so Mimele in Sume is Mechuyev with Rabbonon Bizman Hazeh, just as in Onsume is Mechuyev, because Afeinu Hoyev Yisanez, Afeinu Hoyev Yisanez, but still Meitzi cannot be. Now the Ritva in Yidushin says, see at one time, and then he became blind, so he can be Peres HaLashmai, and he can relate to the others with the Bracha of Yitzchak HaMeiretz, only someone who never saw in his life. So the Ritva is the Kashi, the Akkol Gav, the Amino Mipsochi, Sham Chuyi Vidova Mide Rabono, Eri Meitzlachi, Eri Dechevose, Ati Udi Broches, Umitzes de Rabono, Vichol, the Dittin Rabono, Gim Reise Dittin, Vibachin und Rosso, Mipsochi, Gav Rav Yese, Shio Yoise Kolsira Pesach, Umitzlachi, 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 So the Gemara says because Rabbi Yosef holds that he doesn't darshan the Gzeirah Shoveh. But if he had darshan the Gzeirah Shoveh, then he wouldn't be able to be made. But here we see Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that the Sumei is potter of all the mitzvahs, and still Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishal Yerol Meiretz V'Yomov in the Peres Al Shmah. The implication being that he all Meiretz V'Yomov and then became his Sumei, so he is Peres Al Shmah, and he can be made to the Tzibur. He can be made to the table. But Rabbi Yehuda Shite is that Sumei is part of all mitzvahs. So the Rishonim say that Rabbi Yehuda is made there, that with the Rabbonim Sumei is higher than all mitzvahs, I say. Because otherwise, Osiso is Ikinochi, he's part of all mitzvahs. So we see that the Sumei, who all made is Miyomo, can be Peres al Shema. Why? Because he's Mechoyev with Rabbonim. So, and since the whole union of Peres al Shema, the Birkas HaMeiris, is only with Rabbonim, so the melee he can be meitzi. He can be meitzi. So the kashi is, why does the Gemara say in Psochim that according to Rabbah Rabbah Yaakov, that the Sume is potter of the Agode and Bizman Abayis, is potter of the Agode and Bizman Abayis, so even Bizman Azeh, when everybody else is Mechoyev Olam Mid Rabbonon, and the Sume is also Mechoyev Olam Mid Rabbonon, but he cannot be meitzi in Om Sume. But here we see that the Sume who is Ro Meiris V'Yomov, he can be Peres al Shema and be Meitzi, the non-Sumim. That's the Kashe of the Ritva. So we see from the Kashe that the Ritva is Chelek Am the Rashbam, because if the Ritva had agreed with the Rashbam, so then there wouldn't be any Kashe. The reason is why, according to Rabbah Yaakov, the Sume is Maazel cannot be Meitzi, a non-Sume, because a non-Sume is Mechuyev in Rabon, a Sume is not even Mechuyev in Rabon. He's part of the government. So why does he have the kashe? But, so it is obvious that the Ritva is chelek on the Rashbam. And the Ritva holds that even according to Rabbah Rabbah Yaakov, that the Sume is part of the mitzvah rights of HaKodeh. But this man has said, where the mitzvah is with Rabbonon for everyone, so even the Sume is Mechuyev in Rabbonon. But even though he is Mechuyev in Rabbonon, and the non-Sume is also Mechuyev in Rabbonon, but the Sume cannot be made to the non-Sume. So why is it that the Sume, who is only Mechuyev in mitzvahs with Rabbonon, can be made to a non-Sume? So he says, Hosom who be mitzvah de Rabbonon, she yeh shvo yi kiam na tehre. Do matzim divrei hakel bizma apayis vi reise. Avo peris al shma, divrei Rabbonon legamre, viles li kiam na tehre, ki mishu mchuyev bo, meitzu la acher. Meitzu la acher. So that way, so he says, over there, so peris al shma, the birkas amirens, he has no yi kiam de reise. So mevele, a sume who is only mchuyev de Rabbonon, no mitzvahs, can be made to non sume with the Birkas HaMeiretz. Birkas HaMeiretz. Masha'in came with the Akode. So true Bisman HaZeh, it's only the Rabbonon. But Bisman HaBayis, so it's a mitzvah de Reise. So in its essence, it's a mitzvah de Reise. It has a niker and a sheirish de Reise. So Mimele, a sume whose chiyu vim Bisman HaBayis is only the Rabbonon, cannot be made to him long so may who is Rabbi is Mechuyev in the Reis. Rabbi is Mechuyev in the Reis.
19th Shun of a Psochem.
Kase. Avoma keisio umechavio achase. So Rabbi Yechanan says that halukyo is one word. It's not two words, but one word. Keskyo is one word. Iditkyo is one word. Now, the Rashi says, Klimateva achasa, he. Vinateva nechlekes lishnai. Now, the Rashbam, and Daf Kuf Tezayin on the base, he says, Haluk yo teva achasu, kmo yu, kigein tachtiyo, uchmoikein keiskyo. So in other words, so he says that if we say teva achasei, how, so then, it doesn't even mean raise that. So it's Haluyo is the same vinyan like Tachtiyo. So it has nothing to do with the Shem. Now, Yididyo, Vayitko Shmo Yididyo, Nosna Novi Koro Kein Lishleini. Lishleini. So it's also one word. Now, the Rashbam doesn't say in connection with Yididkyo what he says in connection with Haluyo. Because in connection with Yididkyo, so there the Nosan Hanovi said that the name of the son of David will be Amishlomo and Yididkyo. And so the derivation of that word is the Shem. So it's a little strange. After all, the Gemara mentions the two together. So Memela, we should say, that just as in respect to Yedidyo, so it is goes without saying that insofar as the derivation of Yedidyo is concerned. So what does it mean? The friend of God. That's what it means. There is no doubt. That's exactly the reason as to why Nosan Hanovi said that his name will be Yididyo. So Mimele, in connection with Haluyo, it should have the same meaning. But the Rashbam, in connection with Haluyo, he says that if we say Teva Achas, if we are to assume that Haluyo is Teva Reis, then it means Halukyo, praise God. But if we say Haluyo is one word, then it doesn't mean praise God. Then it means praise, and it's the same binyan like Tachtiyo. But it goes without saying that in connection with Yididyo, even if we say that it's one word, but the derivation, insofar as the derivation of the word is concerned, it means friend of God. That's the whole reason as to why Shlomo was called by Nosan Hanovi Yedidyo. So why does the Rashbam distinguish between Haluyo and Yedidyo when the Gemara mentions Haluyo, Afchizde of Rav Yechanan, mentions Haluyo and Yedidyo b'chodem achde? The answer is because in connection with Yedidyo, so even though it's one word, so we understand why it's one word, in spite of the fact that in its derivation it means friend of God, because Nosan Hanovi said that the name of David's son will be Yedidyo, to signify that he will be a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in respect to Haluyo, so Bishleime, if it's two words, it's Halukyo. So then we understand. In other words, praise God. But if it's one word, so why is it one word? In other words, if in its derivation it means Haluyo is not a name, Yedidyo is a name. So the reason as to why it is one word, even though in its derivation it means friend of God. Now, if it means friend of God, it should be two words, Yedidkyo. But because Nosan Hanovi said that the name of David's son shall be Yedidyo, in order to signify that David's son will be a friend of God. So that's why it's one word. But Haluyo, if it means praise God, so let it be spelled out in two words. What's the purpose of spelling it out in one word? There is no purpose in spelling it out in one word. So Mele the Rashbam is forced to explain that if we say, that it all depends, if we assume that Hallelujah is two words, so then it means praise God. But if it's one word, so then it couldn't mean praise God. Because why is it spelled in, why is it spelled out in one word? Let it be spelled out in two words. Like any other two words, are two words. So the answer is because it doesn't even mean praise God. It means praise, and this is a binyan, like tachtim. Alright. But it is obvious that the Rashbam will not say the same thing in connection with Yedidya. That's why he doesn't say it. If he had meant the same thing in regard to Yedidya, he would have said it. Why? How is it he doesn't say it? But in connection with Yedidya, he couldn't say it. Alright. So, Hallelujah, Kesio Yedidya Achas. Rav Amar, Kesio Umechavio Ahas. In other words, so Rav mentions your Kesio Umechavio, but Hallelujah he doesn't mention. Rav Amar, Mechavio Bilvat. So, Iboyel, Mechavio Lerafriz de Mai. Rafriz de mentions Hallelujah, Kesio, Yedidya. And Mechavio he doesn't mention. So, what does Rafriz de say in connection with Mechavio? Does he say that in connection with Mechavio that it's also one word? Or Mechavio is two words? Mechavio. Now, take Iboyel Yedidya l'Rav Mai. Now Rav says, Kesio Mechavio Achase. Yedidya he doesn't mention. So l'Rav Mai, Milfrei Polik, and he holds that Yedidya is two words, or Yisuf Emeisim. Avol Rav Epshite di Polik. Midikoma Bilvat. So the Gemara raises that by your own connection with Rav. But Rav certainly holds that Yedidya is two words. Because he says, Mechavio Bilvat, only Mechavio is one word. But the others mentioned, so, are two words. So that by his only connection with Rav, not in connection with Rav. Toshka. So the Shaili is according to Rav, when Rav says, Kesio Umechav Yachasei, does he agree that Yedidya is also Achas, or he holds that Yedidya is two words? Toshma Adon Rav, Yedidya Nechlak Lishnayim, it's two words. If you call, Yedidchel Kyo Kedesh. Kyo Kedesh. So the pashtus of the Gemara is, the pashtus of the Gemara is that only if we say that Yedidya is two words, so then the kyo of Yedidya is a shem, and in other words, if somebody will be meirik, the kyo of Yedidya, so then he'll be by the love of Lissas and Kilash Shemalekech. Masheinke, according to Mandoma, that Yedidya is Achas, is one word, so then it's part of the name. So there is no Yisrael of Nechik. That's how it's Mashma, the Pashas. And we have to say that the Rashbam's shita is like that. Because the Rashbam says in connection with Hallelujah that if it's Achas, So then it is a binyan, it's even its derivation. It's not, it doesn't have reference to the shed. It's a binyan like tachtiyo. So certainly, in regard to halu, yo, the Rashbam would say that according to Mandoma, that halu yo is one word, if someone will be meichek, the yo of halu yo, so he will not be a veranisa. He'll be the mutter. I mean, of course, it will involve the isa of meichek isa, it's a kenesh. I mean, but not the isa of meichek shem. Not the isa of meichek shem. Certainly in regard to halu yo. And since the Gemara discusses the question of halu yo and yidid yo b'chode machte, so mainly it follows that according to the Rashbam's pshat, who says in connection with halu yo that if it's achasi, so then it has nothing to do with the shem. Even in its derivation, it does not have reference to the shem. So the same thing the Rashbam would say in connection with Yedidyo, that if it's one word, so Mimele does not have any Kedushe. The Yud Hei of Yedidyo. Because if the Rashbam Shita had been, that in connection with it, only in connection with Haluyo, so if once we assume that it's one word, so it's a binyan like tachtiyo, so it doesn't have kedusha shem. Mashenken in connection with yidid yo, even if it's one word, so it still has kedusha shem because in its derivation it means friend of God. So then the Rashbam should spell it out. How is that he doesn't spell it out? So it's mashma that according to the Rashbam. According to Rashbam, the pshat in the Gemara, and that's the pashtus haloshon of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Toshma, Yomar Rav, Yididyo, Nechlak Lishnai, Lifichoch Yidid Cheil, Kyo Kedesh. So it's mashma only because of the fact that it's Nechlak Lishnaim, so Kyo is Kedesh. But if we say it's not Nechlak Lishnaim, so then it's an A. It's one word in an A. So it's not Kedesh. It's not Kedesh. Now let's say, there are many who have the name Immanuel. So in its derivation, Immanuel means God is with us. But that doesn't mean that when someone has the name Immanuel, that he is called God is with us. God is with us. In other words, if you are going to translate into English, you'll call him God is with us instead of Immanuel. You'll call him Immanuel, unless you want to change the name. You don't like the name Immanuel. But you're not going to call him God is with us because it's a name. Immanuel is a name. Immanuel is a name. So if Immanuel is a name, so Mimelit has no Kedusha. So even the Aleph Lamed of Immanuel has no Kedusha. It's part and parcel of the name. It's part and parcel of the name because when someone gives a name to a child, Immanuel, so that's a name. So the same thing is true of Yedidyo, according to the Rashbam. Now, because the Gemara discusses Yedidyo and Haluyo b'chodemas. Now, in respect to Haluyo, if it's one word the Rashbam says, then it's a binyan. So the Yud Hey in Haluyo, if we say that it's one word, certainly has no kedusha shem. So mainly it follows that the Yud Hei of Yedidyo has no kedusha shem either. Even though in the Yud Hei of Yedidyo, even if it's one word, so it's not a binyan. There, in its derivation, it means friend of God, but it doesn't matter. In its derivation, it means friend of God, but then it's a name. Let's say Avram, Avram Engoy Misaticho. But it's a name, Avram. It's not Avram Engoy Misaticho. Now, that are certain things that can be recited in all Shemes, in English. Now, so that I heard from my father, Tzidor Poshu, let's say Krishme, we pass like the Chachomim of Rebbe, that Krishme is the Meres B'cholosh. But, Ani Ad Hashem, when you say in English, Ani Ad Hashem, L'kirich Masher, Tzitzi Eschem, Mi Eretz Mitzrayim, you cannot say, that took you out from the land of Egypt. Because Mitzrayim is a name. It's a name of a country. Egypt is another name. True, in English we call Egypt. But it's not a name. A name has no translation. You cannot translate a name. A name has to be spelled out the way it is. Because a name has no meaning. Even if in its derivation it has a meaning. But the name itself so has no meaning. Has no meaning. It's a name. So Mimele, upon the Rashbam, it certainly appears that if we say Yedidyo is one word, so the Yud Hei of the Yedidyo has no Bish Hashem, and there is no Yisea of Mechitz Hashem. I remember many years ago, my father Zachel Noche was alive. So, Rav Pardes of Hasholem, he was in Chicago, Rav Pardes. So he printed a Tshuva of the Rachon. That was soon after the Ptira of the Rachon. A Tshuva the Rachon was sent to a certain God. And in that Tshuva, the Rachova said that when one writes the name in a letter, the name Elio, so he shouldn't spell it out, all the letters. But he should write, and there are some one like that. Aleph, Lamed, Yud, apostrophe on top. There are some one like that. And also in regard to Sholem, there's a shittas of Shemim. Cholim is one of the Shemim Shemim Chot. Taisu Shemim. The Rambam Shemim is not like that. So he said that when one writes in a letter the name Sholem, so he should not spell it out completely. He should write Shin, Lamed, Vov, apostle. So my father looked over that Tshuva and he said that Rachova is not right. He was great about saying, but he's not right. Because Elio is a name, true in its derivation. In its derivation, it has reference to the name of God, Elio. But Elio is a name like any other name. And Cholem, according to many of the Shemim, is a Shem. So that is, it's a Shem if one says the word Cholem and he has reference to the Rebbe Cholem. So in other words, the Gemara Makkah says that you are Misakin, Shiyu, Sheil, Bishlim, Bishlim, in other words, and this is how this minig developed. In other words, we say shalom. So everybody says shalom. In Israel, everybody says shalom, even the atheists. Those who think that they are atheists, so also say shalom. But the origin of that term, shalom, really means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ye'imcha. Not just peace be with you. Because there are other words that could be used. Minucha, the other words. So why was this word shalom adapted throughout the ages? I mean, shalom is the word of greeting that has been used throughout the ages. Throughout the ages. And from the Gemara at the end of Makkah, it appears that there was a certain question involved whether it's proper to say shalom. Why? Because shalom is Shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So shalom is Shmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Jews who originally adapted that word as a term of greeting did not mean just peace be with you, but they meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you. So that's why it has Bishas Hashem. But when someone names a child Sholem, so it's a name. So it has no Kedushin. So, I mean, my father said that Rachova was not right. Now, and from the Rashbam, we have to say like that, as my father said. But, and it seems so mistaken. As a matter of fact, there are some, I don't know whether today there are such yeshiva bocharim that I don't know, I haven't met one yet. But many years ago, there were a number of yeshiva bocharim. So as a matter of fact, one grocery store owner in East New York, Brooklyn, in those days, East New York was a heavily populated Jewish section, and you had many grocery stores, Shema Shabbos, in those days. I mean, a grocery store, Shema Shabbos, was more than a Shema Shabbos. He was a tzaddik. It wasn't a tzaddik. Today, one can be a Shema Shabbos and be far from being a tzaddik. But in those days, a grocery store. One who owned a grocery store on Shema Shabbos, it meant he was a Shema Mitzvah, not just a Shema Shabbos. And he was a Baruyan too. So he told me, he complained against some Talmidim of mine. So against, especially against one. Now, I'm not going to mention the name. This Talmid is probably well known to everybody. But, so that grocery store owner complained against one Talmid of mine, Chaim Bali. So he said, he once came in and he said, can you give me 5 bottles of ginger ale? So I said, I don't have ginger ale. So he said, I don't have ginger ale. So he said, what do you mean you don't have ginger ale? I see on the shelf so many bottles of ginger ale. Why can't you give me? You don't know what you have in your store. So he said, I don't have ginger ale. So he said, so he went over to the shelf and he climbed up on the ladder. And he showed him, see how many bottles of ginger ale you have. So he said, that's not ginger ale, that's ginger ale. That's not ginger ale. So then I asked the boy, why do you say ginger ale? So he said, how can I say ginger ale? So I made his ginger ale at all. So you're laughing. Why are you laughing? Because the ale in ginger ale does not have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just happens, it's the same sound. So why should the Yud-Hei in Elio, which is a name, be different? I mean, it seems to be such a double portion. Such a double portion. I mean, according to the Rashbam, we have to say like that. Now, so, but from the beginning, very strange Miri. And on the surface it appears that the Miri agrees with the Rachova. That could be Zayn Dalef. Haulu Kyo, the case Kyo, he did Kyo, Umerha. I'm saying it Kyo because here it's spelled out like 2 words. Kulam Shemis Halukine, Ulifichor, Eibem Kedesh, El Hashem Levat. Vitevo shall be fono aimo shum gdush a few we kore nit balishe. Umikomo came li and adin in yetolom is a group. There is, in other words, there is no practical nakimine of Piawak. In Shafi Hoyo Teva Achas, a ko anit balishe mi fono is nimcha. In the morning, there is a machlikes tanoi. You have a prefix and you have a suffix. Now, sometimes you have a prefix to Hashem, Lad Hashem, Lokeil. So the Lamed of Lokeil of Lad Hashem is a prefix. Or you can have a suffix, Elokecho. So the Chob in Elokecho is a suffix. So all Tanoim agree that the suffix of Hashem has Kedushas Hashem, is in it. Why? Because it follows after the letters of Hashem. So Mimele, the letters that precede the suffix of Hashem are Mikadish Hashem. There is a Machlikis in connection with the prefix of Hashem, like Lokeil, Lad Hashem. So there is one Mandoma who says that just as the suffix of Hashem is endowed with Kedushas Hashem, so the prefix of the Shem is also endowed with the Shem. And there's another Mandoma who says, no, the suffix of Shem has the Shem, because the ACS that preceded Amikadishem. But the prefix of the Shem, Amid of Lada Shem, Lokeil, does not have the Shem. And we pass, like the Mandoma, that only the suffix of the Shem is in Nimcha. But the prefix of the Shem is Nimcha. So the Miri says that there is no practical nafkemini. Whether Yedidyo is one word or it's 2 words, so there is no practical nafkemini. Why? Because we pass that even Teva Achas Even if we say that you did yom, ketz yom, how yom is one word, so the prefix, so in other words, the halalu is nimchak anyway. Because what could the halalu be considered as what? As a prefix, as a share, as a word or letters that are nit pal lifono, as a prefix. So we pasken kol anit pal lishem lifono of nimchak, that the prefix of lishem is nimchak. So maybe there is no nafkimine, whether there is no nafkimine lidine insofar as mechike is concerned. Whether we say that you did your case, your halu yom, is one word, or these are two words. Now the question arises. There is a big nafkimine. You see, the Pashtes Loshen HaGmori is, Yidid Yo Nechlak Lishnai, Lifichor, Yidid Cheil, Tio Kedesh. So that means Lifichor, Tio Kedesh, because it's the words. So one word is Kyo, not Yidid Yo. The implication being that Eve, it's one word, so then the Yud Hei is not Kedesh. Then the Yud Hei is not Kedesh. But the Miri says, no, Nafkimine. So it appears from the Miri that even if we say that Yididyo is one word, or Haluyo is one word, so the Yud Hei is also the Mechike. So first of all, we can see that the Miri is Chilkan Rashba. Because the Miri says that in regard to all the words, he says it explicitly in regard to Haluyo too. And according to the Rashbam, if we say that Haluyo is one word, so the Yud Hei is not a Shem. Yud Hei is a Binyan like Tachtio. So it certainly could be some Chike. I mean, you can, and I thought, how to be Mechik the Yud Hei of Tachtio? That's the Binyan. So, and the Miri says in so many words that the Yud Hei is also Bimchike. Not only if we say Haluyo is one word, even if we say Haluyo is two words, so the Yud Hei is still also Bimchike. So Israel can be Rashbam. All right, Rashbam is a big Chidesh. I mean, that if Haluyo is one word, so the Yud Hei doesn't have reference to Kodesh Bo. That's a big Chidesh. But there is a bigger Chidesh in the Miri. And that is contrary to the Shita of the Rashbam. That according to the Miri, so even if we say that Haluyo and Ketsyo and Yididyo is one word, but the Yud Hei is also Bimchi. So what's an Afkemine? Whether Yididyo, Ketsyo, Haluyo is one word or two words? So the Miri says, according to the Mandoma, that Hanit Palifonov is also Bimchi, that the prefix of Hashem is also Bimchi, then there is a big Afkemine. What's an Afkemine? If we say that Haluyo is two words, so the Yud Hei is also Bimchik, because that's Kyo. But Hallelu is with a Bimchik. But if we say it's one word, Hallelu, so then not only the Yud Hei is also Bimchik, even the Hallelu, which is a prefix of the Yud Hei, so is also a Bimchik. But since we pass him that the prefix of Hashem is Muta Bimchik, so there is no argument. So Agavuche, the Miri implies that not only is the Yud Hei also Bimchike if Yidyo is two words, but even if it's one word, it's also Bimchike. Now, does it mean that the Miri will have to agree with the Machover's Park that Elio is, that the Yud Hei of Elio is also Bimchike? I mean, that's, it's so unreasonable. I mean, it's strange that Machover wrote that, because if the Gemara says in Git that if somebody intended to write Yehuda, Yud Hei Vav Dalet Hei, and he forgot to put in the Dalet, some Meile, he turned out to have the Eisias of the Shemam Peiresh. So he wrote the Eisias of the Shemam Peiresh. So it has no Kedusha. Why? Because the Eisias of Hashem, even of the Shem Amperesh, cannot become Kodesh by themselves. They are endowed with Hashem if they were written as Hashem. In other words, if the one who wrote the ACS of the Shem intended to write the ACS of the Shem, he had referenced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what is true of Tzive is true. So here too, if someone writes in a million, show it. But he doesn't have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has reference to a certain person whose name is Eliyahu. So how could it be more homo than the case of someone who intended to write Yehuda and by mistake he forgot to put in a Dalet? Memele, the ACS of the Shem Amperesh, was spelled out. So he doesn't have a Kedusha. I mean, it's so unreasonable. It's so unreasonable. But doesn't it seem that the Meiri does say something like that? So we have to say that even the Meiri will agree, because it's very unreasonable to say that Shoel, which is written as the name of a certain person, so or Elio as the name of a certain person, is not Nimchak. How could it that which is Hashem? But the Meiri says it only in respect to the name Yedidyo that is mentioned in Kisvei HaKedesh. So Nosen Hanovi came to David and said, you'll have a son, and his name will be Yedidyo. So in other words, so he was called Yedidyo in order to emphasize that Shlomo, the son of David, will be a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Rashbam, so even that Yedidyo in Kisvei HaKedesh is Nimcha. It's not Nimchak with Tiras Kisvei HaKedesh, but it's Nimchak as a Shem. I mean, it doesn't involve the Yisrael of Mechik HaShem, according to the Rashbam. But according to the Meiri, so even if we say it's one word, but it still has the meaning. It's not just the name. It was the name of Shlomo, one of the names of Shlomo. But that name had a meaning. Because he was, Dosan Hanavi said that his name shall be Yedidyo, in order to emphasize and express this concept that the son of David will be a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Meile it has a meaning, Al-Pidim it has a meaning, according to the Meile. But all those who are called Yedidyo today, so it's not that they want to emphasize Yedid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They name him after an ancestor. I mean, why was the ancestor called Yedidyo? He was named after his ancestor, and his ancestor after his ancestor. It could be that the origin, thousands of years ago, so was the name of Shlomo. So there were many Jews who named their children, maybe, many years ago in ancient times, after Shlomo, who was Yedidyo. But that's only in the background. But it's not... It doesn't mean when someone is named Yedidyo, it's a name. It's a name. There are many names that have no meaning given in their elevation. I don't know. There is a machlekes haposkim on that. Not haposkim in aloche. I mean, among etymologists, whether every name has in its derivation a certain meaning, or it doesn't have a meaning altogether. But certainly, even if etymologically, so every name has in its original derivation a meaning, but presently it has no meaning. Eliyahu has no meaning. Sholem has no meaning. It's a name. So the Meiri would agree that it's Nimchak. That it's Nimchak. The Meiri is only chelik and Rashbam in connection with Yedidyo in Kisvei HaKedesh. So there the Meiri holds that it has a meaning. And according to Rashbam, so even the Yedidyo in Kisvei HaKedesh is to be considered like an A without any meaning. So maybe it's Nimchak. It's Nimchak from the point of view of Yisrael Mechik Hashem, it's Nimchak. But you can't, just like that, you can't be Mechik because it's a word in Kisvei HaKedesh. Yiboyol, Hallelujah, Lirav Mar. Rafset, Kesio, Rabio, Achase. Now, for example, in Yerushalayim, there is a section, Rechavio. Does that mean that you can't write out on a piece of paper, Rechavio, the section? I mean, there are some, I saw. I mean, when they write the section of the Chavio in Yerushalayim, so they write Reish, Ches, Veis, Yud, the pastor. I suppose that. So it all emanates from that sugar patch up. Right. So, Yiboyim, Haluyo Rechav Mai. So, Rav says, that case you are Mechavio, Achasei, how about Halloween? Is it one word or two words? Toshu, Tomarav, Chazine, Tiledi Bechavive, of Rav, the Tiledi, of Rav, Dichzibu, Halalu Bechakise, Beyutke Bechakise. So we see, that according to Rav, so Hallelujah is two words. Upliged Rabbi Shuvelay, Yom Rabbi Shuvelay, the My Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Biluli. So that was the Mokeh of the Rashba. In other words, that it doesn't even have reference. It doesn't even have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biluli Mahav, Upliged, the day of the day. So in other words, so Rabbi Shuvelay says in one memory that Hallelujah doesn't have reference to the Yud Hey, doesn't even have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it means Hallelujah. So there is another mime about Rabbi Shuvelay where he in effect says that the Yud Hey has reference to Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who pleaded the other day? Dobar Rabbi Shuvelay, Asol Amore, Shal Shvach, Nema Sivatili. Zuar b'nigmu b'masku b'mizba b'shiya b'ashrei b'isila b'tvila b'indoye b'haluyon. God will be cool on haluyon. Shekeilel, shekeilel, shem v'sheva b'basachas. Shem v'sheva b'basachas. Now, so, isn't there a raya from the Gemara to the Shkis Rashbam? But the Miri is explicitly chelik on the Rashbam. You see, is explicitly chelik on the Rashbam. The answer is, you see, the Rashbam assumed that anyone who says that, let's say, the other Mahim of Rabbi Shuvelay, that Hallelujah is still Shem Veshevah Basachas, so he must necessarily hold that it's two words. Because if we assume it's one word, then it's a binyan. Then it doesn't have reference. But a mirror holds, all right. So one Mahim memory of Rabbi Shuvelay held that it's one word and that it's a binyan. It doesn't have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'inkin da'ada ma'amre, by Rabbi Shur Ha'Levi. In other words, there are two members of Rabbi Shur Ha'Levi who says that it does have reference to the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can also agree that it's one word. But even though it's one word, it still has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Yudah Omer Shmuel. Now we are reaching very basic sugi of how. Omer Rav Yudah Bar Shmuel, Shir Shebeteiro, Mei Shevi Yisroel Amruo, Bisho Sheoro Min Hayam. That's Oz Yosh. The Halel Zeh Mi Omrei. Who said Halel? Who is the first one who said Halel? Nivim Shebeneiem Tiknu Lahem Li Yisroel, She Yuhem Rehim Ha'isei, Al Kol Perek U'Perek, Val Kol Tzoro V'Tzoro, Shal Mitova Alei. Uch Shal Migolim, Emri may see how the loss. Now let's see what Rashi says. Val kotzora shoy to valaye, lishne mal yudin okat, kleima, shim chas vishol, to vitzora aleyen, vinyifoshim meno,